morning, sir. Before we get started, what is your name, sir?
Andy Kelly, Everly.
Okay, Mr. Everly, let's see who's going to conduct your hearing. I don't have him.
Is it Everly?
Everly.
Excuse me?
No, just hold on. Just seeing who's going to conduct your hearing, sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will conduct your hearing, so just hold on, sir.
Okay, sir, for the record, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us?
Andy Kelly, Everly, 85917.
Okay, so you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I'm going to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today, sir. To my far right is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Next to her is the Honorable Luis Quinones. In the middle here, sir, to my immediate right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Rising, who is our board chair. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel chair today. Also with us, sir, from the Department of Corrections, representing the Parole Office and the Department of Corrections, is Mr. Osborne. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so on that form, it notified you of the right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
No, sir.
So are you representing yourself today, Mr. Everly?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, sir. At this time, Mr. Everly, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir, I do.
I do, sir.
Okay. Sir, today your hearing will be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I am going to read that allegation to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether that allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
The allegation on your warrant states you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to report in person to the TLC located at 2202 East Roosevelt Street, Phoenix, Arizona, in established residence, as verbally directed by your assigned parole officer on October 10, 2017. Sir, the offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
It's true.
Okay. Thank you, sir. So, based on the admission of Mr. Everly, I'm able to find that he was delinquent and that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, sir, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. However, prior to getting started in phase two, sir, we're going to get some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. Then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Everly, to get any information that you'd like to present to the board, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Everly was released from DOC custody on October 10th of 2017. He was arrested. And if I may, I'm sorry, there is an amendment on the warrant, I'm sorry, pages 1 and 2. This is absconded language where the offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he's absconded from supervision should be taken out. But they did not give him an all-time stop date. Oh, thank you.
You said that whole sentence should be taken out?
Yes, sir, on both pages. Thank you so much. Sorry. Mr. Everly released on October 10th, 2017. He was arrested on October 17th, 2017 by Phoenix PD on a tech violation and was turned back to our custody that same day with 0 scon days with a community supervision end date of April 10th of 2019. Current conviction, 2010 robbery, 4 years, 6 months, and 2010 narcotic drug violation, 9 years, 3 months. Prior conviction, 1991, criminal trespass, first degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1991, narcotic drug violation, 2 years. 1991, narcotic drug violation, 6 years. 1994, escaped second degree, 1 year, 6 months. 1998, narcotic drug violation, 4 years. And 2002, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. He said four terms with DOC, has a CEIR score of 2.2, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 3. There is no STG or gang information noted. Prior term to supervision, 1994. TR check violator, returned to custody and revoked. 1997, TI is absconded 29 days, arrested on new charges and revoked. 2001, TI is absconded 28 days, revoked. And 2007, TI is absconded 87 days, revoked. He has a significant and lengthy disciplinary history with arson, assaults, and threatening intimidating behavior noted. And he has a community risk score of G3, B5.
Okay, Mr. Everly, I see that when you were released October 10th, you were released and approved to reside at TLC at 2202 East Roosevelt Street. Then on October 10th, you failed to establish residence there. They didn't have any other approved residence for you, sir. Why didn't you establish residence at TLC?
First of all, I'd like to say I'm sorry for what I did and what had happened. But, you know, before I got released on the TR, the father had passed away. You know, I didn't really want the TR, you know what I'm saying? But I knew I had some family issues that I had to go deal with, so I had to basically take it. So I had a lot of things going through my mind, such as when my father issued it, when he passed away while I was in prison, you know? So that kind of took over me right there, that whole situation. So I had to go check with my family.
Okay. So were you working during this brief period of time?
I had a side job on undercover.
Okay.
But it really didn't look like, you know, I knew I was on parole, you know, but like I say, my father had passed away while I was incarcerated, and has been having on my mind through the process of me being, plus I didn't need to go to the funeral, of being incarcerated. So it was kind of tough.
Okay. So were you doing any drugs during that brief period of time?
No, I wasn't out long enough to, I don't mess with that stuff. Back when I was young, as a youngster, I admit, I sold it. As you can see, I had my issues of sales, you know, but not no use.
All right.
But that's when I was young. I'm a grown man now.
So Mr. Everly, I understand that you're a grown man now, but you've had four opportunities when you were released from prison. And each one of those times, one you did a tech violation, the other three you absconded. I mean, it's almost like you don't wanna be out, you keep absconding, sir. And you get out this time, this will be your fifth time, sir, and you wind up, you know, not going to TLC as directed by your PO. Why, I mean, I'm trying to understand, sir. Can you explain to me why you can't follow the rules and directions of your PO each time that you're released from prison, sir?
Well, I don't really, like I said, that was past tense for me. You know, I've been in these places for many, many years now.
Yes, sir.
I think due to my father's situation, that happened. I had my mind focused on my family when I got out this time. But, you know, again, I'm willing to go to another place and to make it right this time.
Okay, sir.
I kind of patched up things and kind of fixed up things while I was out there with my family. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I believe I can do it.
You believe you can do it?
Yeah.
Okay. Sir, You have over a year left on your prison sentence that you, if your parole is revoked, and you know that when you get out, why would you do what you need to do. You know the consequences of not following the directions your PO served from four previous occasions. Is that right?
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do.
All right. So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Sir, seeing that the board has no additional questions, Mr. Everly, the board's going to get ready to go into discussion. But prior to going into discussion, sir, I want to give you the opportunity, Mr. Everly, to say anything to the board, present any information to the board that you haven't presented at this time. And please do not repeat yourself prior to the board going into discussion, sir. Do you have anything else you'd like to say to the board?
You know, hey, I'm sorry for what happened. Again, my father passed away, so I had to go take care of family issues. But I understand I was on parole, and again, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And it never happened again.
All right, Mr. Everly. The board's going to go into discussion, sir. While the board's in discussion, sir, I'm going to ask you to remain silent. However, please stay on the line while the board's in discussion. So when the board's completed the discussion, we will get back with you and give you the conclusion of what the board's decision is. However, you will be on the line and you can hear the board in discussion, okay?
All right.
The board's in discussion. Unfortunately, Mr. Everly, he has been incarcerated, as you say, for a very long time and does have a history of drug abuse. If there's some type of drug problem that he has that he needs to deal with or had to deal with at one point, but he had four other times when he was released from prison. That's four terms that he's done, and not one of those times has he completed community supervision. One had a tech violation, and the other one is that he absconded. So it's no doubt that he knows what he needs to do when he gets out. He also knows the importance of following the directions of his PO, as well as the consequences of what happens when he doesn't follow those directions of his PO. At this time, I am just not comfortable and don't feel that Mr. Everly is suitable for community supervision based on his past and current record of absconding or not following the direction of his parole officer. I'm willing to listen to the rest of the board. Mr. Quinones.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Johnson. I agree with you, and I think it's the total history that makes me uncomfortable with returning him this community supervision with his past abscond. That, and I usually don't mention this, but his last incident offense was for a robbery, which would represent like an escalation in violence over these years as opposed to a decrease. Thank you, sir.
All right, therefore, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Everly, find that he was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, had lapsed, was about to lapse into criminal ways or company as he did not follow the directives of his PO, and based on his previous record of four other releases where he had one tech violation and the others where he absconded for a number of days, and we have no idea what he was doing during those periods of time.
Second.
Agreed. Okay, Mr. Everly, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, sir. You will be released on April 10th of 2019, sir. I want to take the time to say thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing today, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time.
All right,
dude. All right.